plaatje. Dat krijgen we nu, Sam Avi, met lekker wat fuzz. En Stone heet Stone, omdat ze deed mee aan de Miss Beatnik verkiezing. En daar ontmoetten ze Eric Chardon, die haar manager, nee, die haar partner ook werd. Ze gingen trouwen. Hij heeft ook dit nummer geschreven. En Stone, ze heet Stone omdat ze haar haar heeft als Brian Jones van de Rolling Stones. Op die, waarschijnlijk op die Miss Beatnik verkiezing uit 19, ik denk 65. En dit is dan 66. De A-kant is een liedje van de Beatles. Maar goed, niet langer wachten. En verder, ja, die stem kan ze goed zingen. Dit is een dubbel ingezongen stem. Het is net echt alsof haar oma ook meezingt. Dus het is een beetje, ja, hoe noem je dat? Sam Avi. Dat wel. Het is natuurlijk wel 1966. En dit is mijn leven. Dat dus. Nou, we gaan nu luisteren. Sam Avi, Stone uit Frankrijk, 1966. Wat voor action.
Jaruso, jaruso, au jafanyama.
Dat was weer Marsha Ju, Willy Fu Chocho, 2022, uit Suriname. Marsha Ju, Willy Fu Chocho, 2022. En daarvoor Stone, Sam Mavi, met zo, zeg maar zo'n doorzoomer, waarbij de fuzz bijna het hele nummer doorgaat. En dan een beetje harder en zachter, ja. Het is apart. Zeer professioneel gemaakt plaatje hoorde je natuurlijk wel. Mooi gedrumd, vond ik zelf. Lekker. Nou ja. Hoe dan ook. Stone, Saint Mavi, 1966, Frankrijk, met fuzzgitaar. Het is tijd om verder te gaan met muziek. In België. Ik weet niets van deze band, of van een verzamelplaat of een fictieve verzamelplaat. Frans Douce en The Abortions. Watch Out. 1986. Frans Douce. Frans Douce. Dus Douce Frans, maar dan achterstevoren. Frans Douce en The Abortions. Watch Out. 1986. Patapoe Action.
Never make a home till the morning comes.
en Lee Perry. Socks Almighty, Mix 1 heet deze. Dus ergens opgenomen in 1970 waarschijnlijk. Want toen is Soul Almighty opgenomen. Dat nummer wat het eigenlijk is. De eerste van de drie was ook Souls Almighty DJ Cut. Ja, Trinity staat hier. Ik weet het. Nou goed, Trinity, dus nog toast over Bob Marley en de Wailers. Soul Almighty. Maar waarom niet over de dubversie? Want het zit er gewoon. Het is eigenlijk een heel primitief opgenomen ding. Uitgekomen in 2009 nog een keer. In het midden Black Environment heette dat. Dat is eigenlijk de Soul Almighty dub. Maar dan nog met een solerende gitaar. Of een andere gitaar. Nou, niet lelijk. Voor het eerst te horen geweest in 1994. En die Shocked Almighty Mix 1 van zojuist is ook 94. En die heeft ook nog opvallend nog weer een gitaar extra. Lijkt het er bovenop. En is het misschien gewoon een gitaar uit 1994 misschien? Nou, dat zijn allemaal vragen. Black Environment is wel langer dan Soul Almighty dub. Dus het is wel weer van een echtere mastertape gehaald. En, nou ja, goed. In ieder geval allemaal vragen en het zal allemaal wel. Lee Scratch Perry van voor de Black Ark. En misschien ook nog tijdens, hoor, want die tapes die deed hij ook weer hergebruiken zelf. Die oude rhythms, nieuwe platen. Voor de drie reggae-stukjes staat nog Watch Out door Frans Douce en The Abortions. Uit België waarschijnlijk. Dan nu vlug over naar punkmuziek. Hoe klinkt dat ook alweer? Ja, we gaan gewoon terug naar Chaotische Ostern, 1983 in de Gaga-kraakband. De Gassergassen in Wenen. De Nicotines, die ik gek genoeg nooit eerder heb gedraaid. Want dit is echt prima punkmuziek. April 1983. We Don't Like You. The Nicotines. Patapoe Action.
Mounted on a launcher transporter lorry, the English Electric Blue Water guided missile is a bombardment weapon of great mobility and accuracy. It could be adopted by NATO as a replacement for the American Corporal missile. Making its first public appearance at Lark Hill, the surface-to-surface missile was demonstrated up to the moment of firing, which is carried out some 50 yards away. This takeoff was filmed on another site. This missile's range is not officially disclosed, but reports put it at over 60 miles. After a firing, the site is cleared and the launcher reloaded under cover while another unit takes its place. Blue Water has an independent guidance system which is immune to interference by the enemy. It can carry a conventional high explosive or a nuclear warhead. Very good shot of it, isn't it?
La la la.
Ja, dat was natuurlijk totaal afgezaagd. Rosemary's Baby. Main title. 1968. Christophe Komeda. De rest van die soundtrack hebben we al ongeveer gehad. Maar deze nog niet. En excuses voor het. Maar het is toch ook wel heel prachtig. Dus nou, dan maar een keer een soort hit tussendoor. Daarvoor Missiles for NATO. Nou, dat is natuurlijk waar we allemaal zo bang voor zijn. Of hoe zeg je dat? Dat was ook de verklaring van Rosemary's Baby. 1961, 22 mei. Weer ja, een platform om op afstand met raketten te kunnen bombarderen. Nou, toen stond alles nog in de kinderschoenen. Of misschien toen ook nog niet. Al niet meer. Het is mei 1961. British Movie Tone. In de bioscopen was dat. En daarvoor dus nog een stukje punk van de Nicotines. Uit Ingolstadt, Duitsland. In Wenen, in de Gassergasse. Chaotische Oster 1983. Het nummer We Don't Like You. Je bent mooi en intelligent. Je kijkt bewonderend naar je prachtige lichaam in de spiegel. En je luistert naar Patapou Action. Hier nu uit Peru. Melodia Juvenil. Juvenil. Wie zal het zeggen? Dilemma. Volgens mij betekent dat gewoon dilemma. Melodia Juvenil, Dilemma 2025, Patapou Action.
is episode 441 of the Anarchist News Podcast, a digest and our conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of November 8th through November 14th, 2025. What's new this week? Attacks and memorials for Kyriakos Mitsotakis from Freedom News UK by Keith DeMau. A report on some of the announced actions in memory of Mitsotakis. The most fun was apparently won by the Three Funny Four Beavers, a group that wrote a rhyming communique linked in German.
Interview on the specificist anarchism for Kintza Zuzana from Anarchismo. I wouldn't call this an interview since there's really no information given about the person who is answering questions. It's more of a lecture in question and answer form about a specificismo, including its relationship to horizontalism. This Zuzana person seems informed and does acknowledge things like, quote, a movement is a set of actions, ideas, and efforts organized by a group of people who share common goals to influence society. Starting from this perspective, you will agree that there is no single homogeneous libertarian movement. Given that there are no common objectives across this amalgam of individuals, collectives, initiatives, scenes, spaces, organizations, or reunions that claim to be anarchists, unquote. So that's a good sign. But she goes on to not only talk about the libertarian movement, but also to call anarcho-syndicalism the spearhead for it. So there you go. You have been warned.
An Anarchist's Guide to Frankenstein from Transmetropolitan Review. Transmetropolitan likes Frankenstein, Mary Shelley, her mother, Mary Wollstonecraft, and Guillermo del Toro's new movie version of the story. This piece touches briefly on previous film versions of the man-made monster, including the classic Rocky Horror Picture Show, gotta love it, goes into detail about the original novel, and biographical information about Mary Shelley, with plenty of cultural context setting, both of which latter must be taken with grains of salt, as is always true of pieces from Transmetropolitan Review. An engaging, if long-winded, read with lots of pictures, hashtag another Transmetropolitan advertisement for a topical cultural product.
It's the longest hashtag, I think. Do you know how hashtags work?
No, clearly I am pre-hashtag.
Yeah. And post-hashtag.
And post-hashtag.
I don't know what that means.
We're figuring it out as we go.
It's just words that fell out of my mouth. On silencing voices from Eastern Europe at anarchist events in EU. From anarchist Black Cross Belarus. Didn't we talk about this last week? Anyway, the comments for this piece pretty much say it all. Tim de Klerk continues to be a reality check, and Anon has some useful points as well. Moving on.
Claim of responsibility for arson attacks in memory of anarchist Kyriakos Mitsotakis from Act for Freedom Now. Yet another action in the name of Mitsotakis. Yes, we anarchists do love beautiful losers. Oh shit, now I have to think about how to define loser. Shit.
Black Flag, Anarchist Review, Autumn 2025, issue out now, from blackflag.org.uk. Information about four women, the most recent of whom died in 1984. Louisa Sarah Bevington, Ethel MacDonald, Ethel Mannon, and Sylvia Pankhurst, in non-chronological order. Bevington's importance to the movement is, quote, indicated by Kropotkin attending her funeral, unquote. Fucking hysterical. Oh, and Anon thinks that anarchist women in history are not worth posting about. Awesome.
Heijen Kyujin and Anarchism from Rethinking the World in East Asia, 1850s to 1990s. Speaking of feminism, or something adjacent to it anyway, the latest post from this anonymously authored blog is about two women and how their feminism related to anarchist thought. Quote, in this way, Heijen's feminist efforts to approach her universal values, absolute equal distribution for everyone without the existence of a state, was very similar to the contemporary anarchists and communist scholars in the early 20th century China. Unquote.
Sonoran Anarchist Convergence. From Saguaros and Sabotage. Time, place, and context for a gathering in Phoenix, Arizona. Quote, this gathering is an invocation, a space to trace the lines of power and extraction, and imagine insurgent ecologies beyond the machinery of civilization. This gathering is a chance to learn from one another across state lines and front lines, to share stories of past and present resistance, build connections across our diverse movements, and explore ways to defend land, water, and community against the forces that seek to divide and exploit us, unquote. There's a place to send workshop proposals, And you know where to post your report back. You.
Anarchist Fictions number 2 from
You.
Anarchist Fictions number 2 from Anon, quote, Anarchist Fiction 2, theme Fuck Work, will run a new feature in which we print the reading lists of anarchist book clubs who care to share. Use our CryptPad form to share your book club reading list with us, and we'll enter you into our raffle giveaway of one free mailed copy of AF number 2. Shipping is expensive. This is a sweet prize. If we choose to print your reading list in AF number 2 because we think it is spectacularly interesting, we will also mail you a free copy of AF 2. Unquote. There's a deadline and a crypt pad for sharing, so celebrate reading, I guess? Join the raffle? I'm curious about Anarchist Fictions, the publication, and I guess this is a fine way to spread the word about it?
The trial against brothers Lucas and Aldo Hernandez comes to an end from Dark Knights. Both brothers have been sentenced. Lucas's sentence is a bit less even than his team was asking for, and Aldo's is what his team was asking for. Both obviously less than what the prosecutors were requesting. Years make a difference, but it's hard to celebrate this good news. Love to all the anarchist prisoners out there. Stay strong, whatever strength might mean in varying circumstances. There's more details about the defense and the sentencing. Could be helpful to someone, maybe.
Anarchy in Greece, a book and solidarity project. From Anon, but not the same Anon who first published it. This is the official Anon with the official announcement. A-News always caters to the official announcement. I am mocking myself now, never mind. Anyway, a new book, a compilation of resistance reports spanning cities, villages, squats, and prisons, with proceeds going to a Greek group. Quote, most importantly, proceeds from the sale of this book by all its publishers and distributors will be donated to the anti-repression and solidarity group TEMEO, the solidarity fund for imprisoned and persecuted revolutionaries in Greece. TEMEO has worked for years to offer consistent, various, critical solidarity efforts for revolutionaries on trial or experiencing long-term imprisonment. Unquote. Not sure that's the most important thing about a book on Greek anarchists, but I accept that it's significant. There's a link to find out more about TEMEO.
Obituaries for Peter Watkins, 1935 to 2025, from Autonomies. Most of this post is an article from 12 years ago by David Armitage called The Anarchist Cinema of Peter Watkins. It's a glowing and informed tribute to the director. Quote, Peter Watkins shows what cinema can do in the hands of a director who confounds centuries and genres, revolutionized the relationship between history and film. Watkins is not only the most important historical filmmaker most historians have never heard of, I would call him the most important historical filmmaker of the 20th century. Unquote. Quote, the aims of Watkins' historical cinema could not be further from the costume dramas that pass for historical movies today. Those films are generally formalist and obsessed with superficial detail. They use the past as a place of escape. Watkins' films are anarchistic productions, patient, collective, sometimes chaotic, but always fruitfully engaged with contemporary politics. Unquote. As someone who watched Punishment Park with no prior information, I can only say that this tribute sounds right to me. I definitely encourage people to at least watch that film, and it sounds like we could all learn something if we took a weekend to watch La Commune as well. That was for Peter Watkins, 1935 to 2025.
Audio and video, Liberalism Won't Admit What It Actually Stands For, on YouTube by Jesse Gender. 2 hours and 23 minutes. Way too long, but it's still a worthwhile exploration of one of the more glaring missteps, I mean the predictable take, from Ezra Klein regarding Charlie Kirk, through the lens of Klein's interview with Ta-Nehisi Coates. So liberals everywhere. Jesse Gender is no friend of mine, but when aiming at liberals, can still have worthwhile things to point out. Could do without the attempts to express emotion in some compelling way, but that's content creation for you.
An Anarchist Conception of Freedom with Peterson Silva, November 2025. From Little Bigger Anarchism Podcast. An hour. Two cat people talk to a dog person and engage in simplistic generalizations. If you're tortured by small talk the way I am, start listening 5 minutes in. This is an academic speaking in regular words about things like why making our own theory is a good idea, and interrogating what words that we take for granted really mean. I mostly find this podcast either infuriating or boring, or both, but this episode was okay. Luckily, we don't have to agree with any conclusions they come to in order to get something out of a philosophical conversation. Lucky.
Yo, this is Vale, and I'm here with Larkspur. It's, there's not a topic of the week, so we're just kind of, we're doing some free association today, I guess. We're kind of looking at a general overarching thesis that we've talked about, I feel like, more or less a billion times in the course of our hosting. Like, me and Larkspur and Petra, who is, not with us today. Rip, we love you, Petra. Mostly that we're talking about how, like, anarchism kind of, in attempting to spread its influence to the masses further, or, like, attain some kind of, like, purchase of respectability and, like, ideological spheres and stuff, in, like, coalitions and stuff, anarchism often finds itself just simply diluting its own, like, principles feels like a sticky word to say with anarchy, but it's a kind of core tenets or core, like, belief of values and structure, to the detriment of the anarchy in any kind of, like, gesture of, like, resistance. And the way that we see that often is through dilution, when we come into contact with, I guess, liberals or liberalism. Mostly just liberals. I mean, we can talk about, like, the kind of, like, range of what liberal means and stuff, but I guess this is kind of building off of a couple things. We kind of wanted to talk about the stuff with ABC Belarus that got posted on the ANews website this week, the kind of ongoing banning of, well, not even, like, banning, I guess, but, like, the disinviting or not no platforming, even. I don't know what to call it. I guess, like, the non-participation or not being allowed to participate of ABC Belarus in the kind of Berlin Anarchist Book Fair, as well as Solidarity Collectives, the Ukrainian, like, ostensibly what people call anarchist, but, you know, military formation of anarchist foreign legion type people and others fighting in the Ukraine war and attempting to do mutual aid surrounding the Ukrainian military, which is a, you know, a thorn. Also, I guess there was some video from Jesse Gender or whatever. I didn't have the strength for an hour plus YouTube video about liberalism. They gotta stop letting people make video essays. Do you watch those, Larkspur? Just generally, like, do you watch video essays?
I think that's for people who are, like, 10 years younger or something and can handle. I just can't handle video anything. I start zoning out. I can read. But if you've got somebody in front of the screen going, hi, and then there's a little words that pop up and they do, I don't know, I can't do it.
Yeah. The kind of, like, hamming it up or, like, hard cuts. And I mean, we're both about the same age, which is to say old. I don't understand a lot of the kind of, like, Twitch stream content and, like, video essays being, I think, similar to that content. I don't know how people do that stuff. Like, I'll listen to, like, 4-hour podcast of, like, monologuing or a conversation about something I'm interested in, but I can't do the video essay thing. I don't know why. I think it's too much of a commitment to my attention span, and if I'm not allowing myself to commit to it, my attention span, it's just kind of this horrible noise in the background that is like kind of humiliating.
To me, it just feels like it is demanding my time in a way that I find slightly just not it. Yeah, I don't know.
It insists upon itself.
It does insist upon itself.
Yeah. So, sorry, Jesse Gender. I didn't watch that. But, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like you and I are both fairly online people. But, like, kind of, I mean, you reply to people more, but I just kind of am a weird, like, lurker on, like, Twitter. And, like, seeing the kind of outrage cycles in, like, the left or, like, anarchist sphere is, has been kind of a, it's not been a great week, I would say, for for anarchist types. I mean, there's basically the whole, like, kind of spectacular liberalized protest actions happening in Portland outside of the ICE facility, where now they're having, I guess, yoga dance parties outside of the ICE facility, which
it's to be expected. Like, yeah, this is the culmination of what you'd expect that sort of person to do, but it is still terrible.
It's pretty terrible. It's like, I like, obviously, like, you know, people have attempted to bring the war home upon ICE several times in the past, you know, what, 10 years, I would say, generously, going back even to, like, William Vance Bronson sort of stuff, and then some of the stuff with, like, the Parkland defendants and stuff like that. Is that the right thing? Is it Parkland? Or is it something? Regardless, I think it is. Yeah, but, yeah, like, kind of more direct disruptive actions against ICE and stuff. And then, you know, I'm being euphemistic in terms of, like, actual kind of, like, violent attacks sort of things. Which I don't find a reason to personally condemn. Like, obviously, like, I'm not a prude. You know, I do think it's weird that anarchists are so deeply concerned about optics in those kind of situations, or at least it seems like kind of half of anarchists are concerned about optics and, like, alienating stuff, and like, there's, like, the kind of hopefulness that things would be like a false flag sort of thing, or like a intentional, like, kind of intentionally, like, misdirected sort of thing, in that case.
Yeah, I don't really understand what goes into that, whether it's just, like, you've read about Operation Northwoods once, so you're just assuming everything is some sort of whatever, or if there is an actual desire to disavow. And it happens every time there's something like this. I mean, mm-hmm. I think there's still a lot of people I've seen online claiming that, like, Luigi Mangione was a plant, or fucking, you know, it's a false flag, it's this and that, this is a false flag, when not Ben Shapiro, oh my god, I'm not
Charlie
with it enough.
Charlie Kirk.
Thank you. Yeah. Charlie Kirk got shot. It was like, oh, it's like,
who's there's like the one person on, yeah, there's the one person on Twitter that was like the one anarchist account who was seemingly making themselves like fucking crazy, like trying to just be like outright like they're an anarchist. And, like, that was, like, and they were, like, what about it? And it's just, like, I don't know, man. I feel like you could just not post. Like, if you feel this, like, they're, like, you guys are fed jacketing someone already. And I'm, like, damn, I don't know. I feel like I've heard nothing about that since that happened, huh?
That is weird, isn't it? Yeah, just sort of...
There's nothing coming out about that whole thing, huh?
I guess they'll have to have, like, the rule of law and trial by jury and all that.
Right.
Or whatever. Damn.
I feel like they moved, like, Luigi Mangione through, like, stuff pretty fast in terms of, like, having days in court. I mean, that wasn't, like, arraignment that he was appearing in court that much, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't heard fucking dick about the kid that fucking popped Charlie Kirk.
I guess we'll find out at some point.
Yeah. I wonder, I mean, I'm sure that not a lot of that is, like, very intentional, like... non-reportage or whatever, because of, like, the whole, like, worry of, like, copycats or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It is weird, it just sort of fell off the little the radar entirely, but
yeah.
What can you do?
But yeah, I mean, like, the whole, like, spectacular protest, and, like, the protest as the form of, like, I guess, how people choose to express something as, I guess you can look at it two ways. You can look at ICE as a function that has been existing and carried out since, what, ICE was around during the Bush years, right? Or was it around during... It was certainly around during the Obama years.
Yeah, yeah. I'm almost positive it's founded by, during the Bush years. Let's see. Oh, like, that sounds like... Okay.
I mean...
Well, they have a one-star review on Google.
Oh my God.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. As part of the Homeland Security Act in 2002. So,
yeah, I feel like I remember that on that one, like the conspiracy, the show Conspiracy with Jesse Ventura. He's like outside of like he's like outside of an ICE facility, and he's like, why do they have families in there? And like the guard's like, well, this is an ICE facility. He's like, I don't know what that is, and he's like, well, you should look it up because we're an ICE facility. Like it's not nearly a new phenomenon, but it's weaponization and instrumentation as, I mean, effectively just like a kind of unaccountable, like I wouldn't say paramilitary, but like kind of secret police or like politicized police force is like certainly like a novel development, even I would say even like worse, more so in this second term of Trump. But
yeah,
if only there wasn't 4 years of if only there were 4 years of a fucking Democrat president that happened between now and then, that would have somehow not kept this fucking disgusting organization around. But yeah, it's just the kind of weaponizing of organs of the state or whatever into something more in line with the kind of spectacle of terror and the culture war. But yeah, seemingly the way that people can only like think of expressing their discomfort with it is standing outside the facility with a shitty sign. And like when that isn't enough, it's like, well, what if we do something like a little more like big? I mean, I guess the frogs thing was like the like fucking puffy suits or whatever was like I saw some stupid defense of that, and I feel like there's an amount of there needs to be a little more gravity. I feel like if you're actually, like, if you actually care about the humanity of the people that are being, like, fucking seized and, like, delocated, like, basically, and, like, unpersoned, I feel like there's something that has to be like, I'm trying to point out the absurdity of this all. It's like, yeah, well, I mean, I,